You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Hybrid Rose with a track called System Corrupt featuring Jaleel. And on the line from down in Puniki, we have Hybrid Rose herself. Kia ora, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to be able to chat to you. We're so enjoying your new record, Shapeshifter, here at BFM. Congratulations on its release.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you guys are enjoying it, actually.
It's a great record, and it's got quite like a span of sounds that you've worked with, and it seems like you've been maybe working on this one for a while. How long has it been a thing you've been working on?
Well, so this idea came to me in 2018, just after I dropped Warhol. I had this idea for an EP called Shapeshifter. Very different aesthetic, very different sound, but the title track still remains. And then I switched direction, and then I came back to it again, switched direction again, cancelled the whole project, and then I just thought, you know, whatever, let's just do it. I have the album here. Let's just touch it up and put it out into the world.
Sometimes when you've been sitting on something for a while, it's like, you know what, I need to give this to other people to have a listen to, get this out of my own head a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have released it because it's got some extremely catchy tracks on it. That song gets stuck in my head all the time at the moment, in a good way. I like that it's an earworm in that sense. But you've worked with some cool people on this. Like, you've got quite a lot of features of friends of yours from in Aotearoa and from overseas as well. How do you go about asking somebody to be involved in a project?
Well, they all happened in different situations, actually. So an example would be Dan from OK Go, which was so cool, by the way. He actually, I was having a bit of a creative rut in 2019 and I didn't know how to finish my music. So I found him through this online service mixers who help people with their music, and he was like, yeah, sure, and he co-produced some that song and some other stuff on the song on the album, sorry. And it's actually been quite cool. And then other times, like, I've asked them directly, or they've come to me saying they want to work together, or it just happened naturally from a songwriting session or something. Anything can happen.
it's got what I really like about this record is it feels like it's very ready to be heard in a club in many ways, but it also totally has that cyberspace feel to it as well. And I use cyberspace deliberately because it's got that kind of like the realm of the internet feeling about it, which I really enjoy. Do you think about where your music's going to be heard when you're making it, or is it something that just is kind of the secondary part of what you're doing?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I've always said that Hybrid Rose has grown up on the internet and is an internet character.
Cool.
But the cyberspace feel actually came from the when I said that I switched direction and then cancelled it, the title was called Too Much Cyberspace. The original project name was Too Much Cyberspace because it sounded like this whole world of just absurdity and like digital just craziness, debauchery, if you will.
It does have that kind of like you stepped into the Matrix or some sort of like video game a little bit. It's quite world building in a way that I think, you know, when you can sort of expect to hear it in the club or hear it in somebody's mix or something, it makes total sense. But it does have this kind of whole sort of space and situation to it, which I think is quite quite a difficult thing to create, this kind of sense of like a time and space thing going on with a dance track or with something that sits in the hyperpop realm. When you're making music, Rose, do you listen to other stuff, or do you have to have a break from listening to other things when you go into creating things?
I actually don't know. That's a lie. That's very much a lie. I listen to all kinds of things at once. So at the time, I guess I was listening to like old Lady Gaga demos from before she was famous. She had this like glam rock sort of like funk phase. And no, she did.
It's amazing.
There are songs like Filthy Pop and Sexy Ugly, and they're just these like weird, strange funk jams that have this sort of like spaciness to it. And then there's other things like Charli XCX or Sophie, who influence me every single project. In different times and different eras. So I guess there's always just like a sense of I'm always listening to something that is otherworldly, or I guess hyper pop, if you will. But I don't know. I guess I don't think about my influences that much. I'm just sort of in the moment with my music.
Hyperpop is quite a broad house, and I think it is having a moment right now where it's getting a little bit more maybe mainstream attention than it has in the past, probably due to people like Charli XCX and Sophie really pulling it into a space where more people are hearing it. What would you kind of define hyperpop as for someone who's not necessarily familiar with what that sound entails?
Well, I'm also glad you asked, because I've explained this question to so many people this year and I love it. It's basically hyper-realistic pop. It's taking pop music and sort of making it more exaggerated and elaborate and maybe using sounds and sort of vibrations that you wouldn't necessarily find in pop music, but they work. A really great example is if people, like, first time hyperpop listeners, hi, good morning, yes, I'm talking to you. Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX. Yeah. That is hyperpop at its finest. It's got the pop, it's got the futuristic elements, it's got the exaggeratedness, but it's still a catchy and fun song.
Totally. And it's, I think, one of the things I always think about when I'm trying to explain what hyperpop is or think about it, it's got noises that, as you say, you don't necessarily expect to hear in a pop track, but they do somehow just totally elevate what you're listening to into a completely different space. Those kind of crunchy noises, metallic sort of, in like things that sound digital as well. It's a really specific feeling to a track, and sometimes you just know when you're listening to it, you're like, oh yeah, that's cool, that really works.
Exactly.
I very much enjoy that about your record as well. It's hitting a lot of those zones and notes. I'm interested because you say you paused this project, you cancelled it, you had a break from it, and you also went and made music under the name Valentina for a while. What was the reason for swapping between these two kind of alter egos?
Oh my god, am I about to expose myself on air? Okay, great. So, it sounds really dumb now, but at the time I wanted to take a break because I felt like Hybrid Rose was getting booked for the wrong opportunities and people were listening for the wrong reasons, and I was also sort of having like my own emotional mental breakdown that slowly fizzled out and then got extensively worse after I went on the hiatus because I didn't have an outlet. But then I was like, I can find a way to make this work. I can do something. And then I had a phone call with someone, a career mentor who changed my life. And like from that point, I just was like, oh, okay, this is what I need to talk about. I need to talk about this, but this isn't Hybrid Rose. So I had to, I wanted to create a platform where I could talk about certain things I might not necessarily talk about in my dance music. Because when you listen to dance music, you're there to have a good time. But sometimes people like to cry and bop their, behind. But that's that's not necessarily something I've mastered yet. But we'll get there.
It's the Robin, the classic Robin conundrum.
dancing on my own. Duh.
Crying and dancing in the club at the same time. It's a specific mood that we've all been at one point or another.
Yeah, and I feel like we've done that quite a bit during lockdown.
Oh, yes. It's really hit a new resonance, that whole track. This is a really interesting thing, though, I think, to kind of like have space from a project that's become maybe something that has got away from yourself and felt like it was moving into a different territory, and then to be able to feel like you're ready to come back to that or ready to pull it back into what you want to work on it. How did you know it was the right time for you to move back into the Hybrid Rose space?
Well, I started creating very strange imagery again, and I was like, okay, this, yeah.
We're back.
No, I'm kidding. No, it was sort of like, I remember when I finished the Valentina album, Renaissance, by the way, go check it out on Spotify, it's pretty good. I just felt this like shift in sort of like my mentality, where I was much more happier, I had so much more energy, I felt more outgoing, I felt more like, I felt a certain sense of myself that I haven't felt, and even like during some of my Hybrid Rose years. So it was nice to like to sort of rein that all in and just be like, yeah, I'm ready to just get out there. And coincidentally, at the same time, I was going viral on TikTok. So I thought, well, I have to, you know, make something of this moment.
Now, I do want to know about your viral TikTok moment. So just to fill people in who might not be on TikTok, how did your song go viral? What was happening to it? Did you know it was happening? Was it something that your friends were like, hey, your song's being used in all these videos? Or what happened there?
Okay, this is a true story. I didn't know. I didn't have to pay anyone to use my TikToks. I didn't have to do any promotions. Just so we're clear, I don't have that money. Okay, But I just like one day was like, oh my God, let's look up Hybrid Rose on Google and see what comes up, because I'm curious. And
everybody loves a good self Google. It's important to do it every now and then.
What is it called? Master Google? I think that's an actual term.
Whoa.
I know. Anyway, moving on. I saw that there was a link that said Hybrid Rose video games, popular songs on TikTok. And I was like, popular? How many people are using my song? And so I clicked on it. This was in July. We're in September now. In July, I saw that there was maybe about 7,000 TikToks with video games in it. And I was like, let me download the app real quick. So I downloaded the app, because I wanted to see the view count too, just to see, that's a lot of, and then like the first 10, at the time, like the first 10 TikToks maybe had like 4 million collectively.
Whoa.
We're now up to 13.
Wow.
And 10,000 TikToks have used my song, and there's like 13-ish million views and with it just with the first 10 TikToks.
That is crazy. That's such a buzzy thing to just like open a computer one day and be like, hang on a second, that's me.
Yeah, because let me backtrack a little bit. It was because Spotify, like my Hybrid Rose streams were going up again, and I was like, I'm not promoting.
What's going on here? Yeah.
So I looked it up. I was like, let's look up Hybrid Rose and see what comes up. But yeah, it was like, I don't know what to do. I just thought, okay, well, this is a thing I should probably acknowledge.
Yeah. Maybe it's time for some more tunes. Maybe that's what, you know, it's ready to bring back some Hybrid Rose to the TikTok masses.
Well, for a second there, I thought you meant after Shapeshifter. I was like, didn't I just put out an album?
Yeah, get straight back into the studio, Rose.
Although, I am, actually.
I was going to ask, are you already back in making things?
Oh, you already know. I have a fifth album in the works. I've already got it planned out. I've already got the person who's doing the artwork.
Amazing.
I usually do it, but there's, I want to like, you know, and so I have all these cool collaborators. I have the cool the concept in mind. I have some really cool demos. I just want to share everything all the time, but I'm also like, I want people to like be like embraced with all of this at once, so you're gonna have to wait.
Excellent. Well, you have given us a whole record, so you know we can't be too grumpy. It's a very good one indeed.
Yes,
and I think we should listen to another track from it now. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Rose. It's been a real pleasure. Hopefully at some point in the future we'll get to see you up in Tamaki Makaurau or down in Pōneke if we get on a plane and have a nice time.
Yes.
In the post-COVID space.
Yes.
But we're going to listen to the title track, Shapeshifter, from the album of the same name. Have a lovely rest of your Monday, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, you have a lovely day too. But also, like, booking managers, you know, Hybrid Rose on the internet, if you want to book me for Auckland, let's just get that out there.
Please do.
Put that into the universe.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
Rose.
You.
See you later.
See ya.
95 BFM.
I'm going to throw the brick in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.